Today she is Masechet Zvach and Daf Chavav, and we will begin with Daf Chav Hei Amud Beis, the bottom line. It says Gemara Amar Ami Amar Beloza. He befnim, if the actual animal is inside the Azara, v'ragle b'chutz, but the legs of the animal are outside the Azara. Chotach v'akach shochat, if he cut off the animal's legs and then shechted it, k'sheir. Because as becomes clear in the sugya, the issue here is that, as we know, the animal, and we'll discuss this much later in the shir more extensively, the animal has to be completely in the azara during the shechita. So if the leg is outside of the azara, the leg is yotze, the leg is outside the azara, so it's posel, it has the psul yotze on it. And now, if the blood of that leg mixes together with the rest of the blood that of the animal that we're going to do Zrikas Adam, because the blood of the leg circulates in the body, we're going to have a situation that we're doing Zrikas Adam, that the Kohen is doing Zrikas Adam, with some dam that's posel being Yotze, that the dam is, that the leg blood was outside of the Azara. So to avoid that problem, says the Gemara, what one has to do is cut the leg off before the Shechita to avoid that leg blood getting mixed in with the rest of the blood of the animal. And therefore, Shochat v'akach chotach, if you'll do the Shechita and then you'll cut the leg off, so you'll have a situation that leg blood, gets mixed into the rest of the animal, circulates into the blood of the rest of the animal, and that will disqualify the Zrika, because part of the Zrika Saddam will have blood of a leg that was outside of the Azar. Tysus and the other Rishonim ask that even if we're going to have such a situation, that some of the dam is dam of the leg that was outside of the Azara, why would it be a problem? Why don't we say that blood is bottle beroiv? It's the blood that's from the leg is only a minor amount next to the rest of the blood from the rest of the animal, that there's no problem with that blood. So Tosfos answers that Chazal made a gzeira that we don't rely on bittel. That's Tosfos' answer. Other Rishonim give a different explanation. They explain that, and we've spoken about this concept previously, that when do Chazal say the concept of bittul? Chazal say the concept of bittul is when we have two substances that got mixed up one with the other. But when there was no taroivus, rather from the outside, these two, from the beginning, these two substances were always mixed. There we don't say the concept of taroivus. The way we always explain it is if milk fell into your chicken soup. So you started with milk and you started with chicken soup. So if a drop of milk falls into your chicken soup, we have the halakhos of bittul. But if it was taroivus mi kara, it was always this type of a mixture, we don't say bittul. And here too, since there was never a time when the dam of the leg was separate from the dam of the rest of the body, it's all the dam of one animal, we don't say the concept of bittul. But ask the Gemara the obvious question. The Gemara began that if you cut the leg off before the Shechita, it won't be an issue. Chotach v'akach shochat k'sheira. Why is there no problem if you do the Chaticha and then the Shechita? If you cut off the leg before you did the Shechita, the animal becomes a bamum. Bamum kamakriv. And obviously, as we've learned numerous times, an animal that's a balmum cannot be used as a carbon. Ela Eima, answers the Gemara, Chotach v'achkach kibel k'sheira. If the chaticha, if cutting off the leg, took place prior to the Kabbalah, so by the time we're doing the Kabbalah, that leg is severed from the animal. And because the leg is severed from the animal, the blood of the leg won't circulate together with the rest of the animal. We have no problem. However, kibel v'akachotach, if the cutting off the leg only took place after the Kabbalah Saddam. So we have the concern that we began to share with, that this blood of the leg that's posel is mixing together with the rest of the animal, and therefore it's psula. The Mefarshim asks, but what have we accomplished by cutting the leg after the Shechita? By the time we come to do the Kabbalah, the blood of the leg becomes mixed into the rest of the animal. And because the blood of the leg is mixed into the rest of the animal, we're going to have a disqualified Zrika. So what is the Gemara accomplishing with this Teretz? So there are two different approaches in the Achronim, how they answer this question. So Hasemis' approach is, and many Achronim seem to be following different variations of this approach, is that the Shechita will take place, and immediately after the Shechita they'll cut off the leg, and immediately after cutting the leg they'll do the Kabbalah. So there was no time between for the blood of that disqualified leg to circulate and come with the rest of the blood in the body of the animal. That's the Sfasemis' approach. Others say along the same line, because it's only Gzeirat Rabbanan, Chazal weren't that concerned if we do the cutting immediately. However, there are other Achronim that take a very different approach to this question. And they're saying that the Gemara is actually now differentiating between the Avodah of Shechita and the Avodah of Kabbalah. And they say as follows. The Avodah of Shechita is not really considered a full-fledged Avodah. And I'm going to use this concept a number of times in today's shiur. The reason being, because Shechita is Ksheira Bazar. So therefore, even though when the Shechita was done, the leg was outside, and the leg is therefore possible Yotze, we're not concerned about that much, because Shechita is not that much considered an Avoida. The first Avoida that's really considered an Avoida is the Avoida of Kabbalah. And as long as that leg was severed prior to the Kabbalah, and if it was severed prior to the Kabbalah, we need not be concerned about the dam of that leg circulating with the rest of the animal, where we have no need to be concerned. However, as the Gemara, so we're saying that if the cutting, severing of the leg took place before the Kabbalah, Ksheira, it's fine. Ask the Gemara of Amar Rav Zeira, we learned at the end of Daf Chaf Hei Yom Beis, had Tsarim Oizim V'char V'akka Kibol Dom Apostle, if somebody even makes a nick in the ear of a B'char, and then does the Kabbalah Saddam, it's Apostle, Shenemar, V'lokach Midam Apar, Bam Par Shay Kfar, that the animal has to be not a Balmum B'shas the Kabbalah. So how can we suggest that we cut off the leg prior to the Kabbalah? We're learning that the animal has to be whole during the Kabbalah. Answers the Gemara. Amrav Chizda, Amrav Avimi, Chaytich the Ever at Shmigil Etzem. When we speak about cutting, we don't speak about cutting it all the way. We only speak about cutting it until the bone. And therefore, such a cut is not considered a mum. And here we have a very interesting, two different approaches in the Rishonim how to understand the Gemara. There's some Rishonim that understand. The now that the Gemara is saying that the Chotach that we're talking about is not a Chaticha that makes the animal a Balmum, because it's only Chaticha that cuts the flesh of the animal, but it doesn't cut the bone of the animal. So now that we have this approach to the Gemara, say many Rishonim, we could go back to the beginning of the Gemara. But at the beginning of the Gemara, we spoke about cutting the leg by the after the Shechita, before the Shechita. And we asked, isn't that going to turn the animal into Balmum? So now we can answer that it's going to be the kind of a cut that doesn't turn the animal to Balmum. Only cutting the leg up to the bone, not including the bone. That's one approach in the Rishonim. And therefore we can go back to the beginning and understand the Gemara, as Ravimi said, the beginning of the Gemara. However, there is an interesting different approach in the Rishonim. They say that this halacha that was mentioned already in the previous year, that an animal, even after the Shechita, during the time of the Kabbalah Saddam, may not be a Balmum, is actually very b'chiddush. It's a pasuk in the Torah, as we just learned. So explain, based on a pasuk in the Torah, but it's a chiddush. The animal's already slaughtered. It's going to be dissected anyway. Why is there concern that it is getting that it still has to be not a balmo? But that's what the Torah teaches us. Explain some rishonim. There are different standards of what an animal is considered a balmum by shechita and what is considered a balmum for kabbalah. For shechita, any mum, any significant mum will be a mum, and therefore cutting the animal's leg, even though you haven't cut through the bone, is enough to make the animal a balmum, as far as the animal being qualified to be a kosher carbon to be slaughtered that way. Whereas for kabbalah, yes, we're learning a new din, that the animal may not be a balmum during the time of kabbalah, but the standards are different standards, and chotach v'lahigia la'etzem is not going to be considered a mum that should disqualify the kabbalah. But now the Gemara goes further in Rav Ami's statement. We said kiva v'achka chotach, if the kabbalah was done and afterwards the chaticha, it will be possible. Shmamina, why would it be possible? As we began this year, because the blood of that leg that was chutz la'azara circulates into the body with the rest of the dam. But that dam is dam that's never been exposed from the body. And there's a question if dam hamuvla be'avarim, if dam that's never come out of the body of the animal, if it's halachically considered dam. Isn't this a raya that it's considered halachically dam? Says the Mara, we could perhaps suggest that it's not considered dam. And as Rishonim pointed out, there are a number of areas where this would be relevant to understand if it's considered dam. The halacha will be regarding mila, and regarding pigal, and regarding other areas of halacha. But here the issue is not because of the dam. The dam may not be considered dam. The issue here is mishum shamnunis. There is secretions emanating from the leg of the animal, from the fat of the meat on the animal, and those secretions are certainly considered part of the flesh of the animal that will now mix together with the rest of the animal, and perhaps that's the reason the Gemara was concerned about the leg. Says the Gemara, but then isn't this going to be a raya to a different question? Shamit no, shouldn't this be a raya? Basa kachukalim, shiyot lefnei zrik stam posel. Now that we've established that we're not worried about the dam, because the dam maybe halachically is not considered dam since it never left the body of the animal. We're only worried about the basar and the shamnunis of that basar. There's a question which the Gemara will discuss further in our shir and later in the Masechta more extensively. If meat, if flesh of kachim kalim, given that fact that the halach is that kachim kalim may be eaten outside of the azorah, is there a psul yotze on that flesh? Because the flesh is not anyway going to be kept in the azara ultimately. It's going to be taken in chutz la'azara. Shouldn't this be a raya that bosa kachim kam shiyotz lefnei zrikastam, that even though ultimately it will be allowed to be taken out of the azara, if it's before the zrikas adam, there's a psul yotze on it? Says Mar, there's no raya. Because maybe Al Gemara's, the question and the statement of Rav Ami is talking about kachi kachim. By kachi kachim, certainly the halacha is that there's a psul yotze. Because as we know, kachi kachim may not be removed from the azara. So kachi kachim, the issue of yotze on the leg is certainly a relevant issue. But we don't know what will be the halacha regarding kachim, the issue of yotze regarding the flesh of kachim kalam. Says the Gemara Tana Rabbanan, we learned in a braisa. Kachi kachim, as we know, the halacha is the kachi kachim, shchitason v'tzofen. The shchit of the kachi kachim has to take place in the tzofen of the azara. The kibbul damon, and so too is the halacha, the kibbul damon, b'chli sharis v'tzofen. That the kabbal stam has to be v'tzofen. And the Rishonim point out, we're going to begin now learning what is the halacha regarding the person being completely betzofen, the animal being completely betzofen. But regarding the klisharis, the Rishonim point out, it seems that the Gemara doesn't make any issue, and it's obvious that the entire klisharis has to be betzofen for it to be acceptable. Says the Braisa further, Amid Bedorim, if somebody's standing in the south of the Azara, however, he stretches his hand into the Tzofen, and that's where he does the Shechita, the Halacha is Shechitasik Sheva. However, if he did the same regarding the Kabbalah, the Halacha is the Kabbalah is possible. Because, as we're going to learn, the Halacha is that the person has to be standing completely in the Tzofen in order for it to be a valid Kabbalah. Hichnas Rosh Shivarubai. However, if the person is standing not in the Tzofen, but Rosh Shivarubai is the Tzofen, Kila Nichnas Kulab, the Halacha looks at it as if he's, there's a Halacha of Rubik Kulab, and it's considered as if he's completely the Tzofen. Perchas of Yotz L'Dorim, if the animal after it was slaughtered jumped out, it was Mefacheses to the Dorim, the Chazra, and then it goes back to the Tzofen Kshela. Here we have an interesting Machlokes Rishonim. Rashi says that the Gemara here is actually the words V'chazra aren't necessary. Because what the Braisa is speaking about is that if the Shechita in the Kabbalah took place B'tzofen, and after the Shechita in the Kabbalah the animal jumped out, the Halacha is that it's kosher. And therefore the word Chazra is actually superfluous. However, there are Rishonim that say what the Braisa is teaching us, the word Chazra, according to Rashi, the only reason the Braisa used this case of Chazra is because the case that we're going to discuss soon by Kachem Kalam, the data word Chazra is necessary to be mentioned. However, there are Rishonim that keep the word Chazra, and what they're saying that Braisa is teaching us is as follows, that if the Shechita was done B'tzofen, and before the Kabbalah was done, the animal jumped out to Dorim, and then the animal came back to Tzofen before the Kabbalah, that's what the Braisa says is kosher. Continues the Braisa, Kachem Kalam, Kachem Kalam, Shechitas Mefnim. The Kachem Kalam, the Shechita can be done anywhere inside the Azara. V'chivol Damom, B'klishas Mefnim. And so to the Kabbalah Stam can be done anywhere within the Azara. Amar B'chutz, if somebody standing outside the Azara, v'hichnas yadol ufnev v'shachat, and he sticks his hands inside and does the shechita, the halacha is shechitas kshera. Kiba, but if he does the Kabbalah that way, standing outside and just sticking his hand inside the Azara, the halacha is that Kabbalah is possible. The person has to be standing inside the Azara. Hichnas roi shivarubai, but let's say he was Rosh Shiva Rubai in the Azara, Kilo Lai Nechnas. It's not good enough. So, Rechaim Griska asked the obvious question. Why is the halacha that we always say Rubai Kekula? And here, when we're saying that if the person is Rubai inside the Azara, it's not good enough to be considered as if he's completely in the Azara. Why don't we say the word of Rubai Kekula? So Chaim Briska says a very important yesoid in the halacha of Rubai Kekula. He says what Rubai Kekula accomplishes is the example that I always use is Shechita. We know that a proper Shechita requires the cutting of both simonim. But the halacha, as we will learn in Mitzvah Shem and Masech Techulin, is the cutting roiv of the simon is adequate. Says Rav Chaim Briska that the halacha of Rubai Kekula teaches us that an act of cutting roiv of the simon is as good as if you cut the entire simon. So where are we applying the concept of Rubai Kekula? We're applying the concept of Rubai Kekula to a maisa, that if you did most of the act, the halacha looks at it as if you did the entire act. But here when the Gemara is speaking about the person standing out inside, only roiv of him inside the Azara, and that we should consider as if he's standing completely in the Azara, we're not talking about a maisa, we're not talking about an act, we're talking about a metzias. Where is the person standing? To say the metzias, that the person is halachically considered as if he's standing completely in the Azara, when it isn't all of him standing in the Azara, There we can't say Ruva Kekula. The only problem, asked the Brisker Rav and Rav Shach, that if that's the case, that Rav Chaim is differentiating between Ruva Kekula of a Maisa versus Ruva Kekula of a Metzius. And he's saying that by a Metzius we don't say. Ruva Kekula asks, so they ask, so why do we learn this a moment ago, that if somebody is Roisha V'Ruva B'Tzofen, it's good enough. But isn't that a situation of Metzius? And by Metzius, Rav Chaim was just Mechadish, that we don't say Ruva Kekula. So he says, so they explain, that the Halacha, that the Shechita, the Kabbalah of Kotche Kotchen, must be done B'Tzofen, is not based on the Halacha that the Metzius, that the person has to be standing in the tzofen hazara. It's based on the maisa. That's the way the Torah wanted the maisa shchita of kotche kotche to be done. So we're talking about a maisa. We could apply the concept of ruba kekula. Perchs of yotzel chutz v'chazra. If the animal that's kotche kalim left the Azara after the Shechita, the Chazar, and then it's brought back before the Kabbalah, Psula. So again, says the Gemara, isn't this a Raya? Shmami no basa kachm kalim, shiatzul fnei zvikastam psula. Isn't this a Raya that even by kachm kalim, there is a Psula yoitza on the basar? Says the Gemara, it's not a Raya. Because maybe this price is referring to the Aliyah, the tail. If you say it's a covered, and the diaphragm, stay close and the two kidneys, which even by kachm kalim, those parts of the animal are burnt on the mizbeah, they're not eaten, and therefore on them, they're considered like all of the parts of the kachm kalim, that certainly there will be a psul yoitza. But what will be the halacha on the basar of the kachm kalim? We do not know. Continues the Gemara. Barminei avudu shmu mishmu. Hibef niver agle b'chutz mahu. If the animal is inside the Azara, but its legs are outside the Azara, what will be the halacha? Amalei, so he responds, Ksiv, the pasuk says, Bevi'im la'ashem, Achtei kula lefnim. It has to be completely inside. So Sfasemus again says, that we're going to have to frame that this Gemara's question is talking about a case where he cut it only up to the Etzem, because otherwise, we learned earlier in this year, there's going to be a different concern. Furthermore, here the Gemara is saying, Vivim Lomshem, that the animal has to be entirely in the Azara. But we began today's shir, point out the Rishonim, that the animal doesn't have to be completely in the Azara. We spoke about the animal having its leg outside the Azara. And therefore, Rashi and Tosfos both explain that when Avud Shmuel is saying Vivim Lomshem, that the animal has to be entirely in the Azara, that's only Lechatchila. But with the Evid, it doesn't have to be entirely in the Azara. And that's how we can reconcile with the din that we learned earlier. Tal of a Shachat Mahu. Continues on another question. If the animal was suspended in the ear of the Azara, and he slaughtered it that way, well be the halacha. Amalei, so he said, Sheira. Amalei, Ishtabistus, you're making a mistake. Bin Shchita al Yerach v'lekom. And as Rishonim explained, the Pasuk says, and therefore they explain that the Gemara is saying that even though normally, perhaps, and we'll discuss this more, it could be the Avir of the Azara is considered like the Azara. Here the Torah goes out of the way by saying that the animal has to be standing but softened in order to be considered a kosher shechita. Furthermore, from here, the Paiskim discuss, or Moshe has a tshuva, other Paiskim discuss, what is known as Shechita Teluya. If the animal isn't laying on the ground or standing on the ground during the Shechita, but rather if the animal is just suspended, can it be a kosher Shechita? And clearly from here, we have a raya that it's kosher Shechita, because otherwise there would be no question that it's disqualified. So Shmuel father continues asking Shmuel, Nitl v'shachet mahu. If the shaykhet was suspended in the ear, what would be the halacha? Amalei psula. So he said it's possible. He assumed that just like the animal can't be suspended, so may not be the kohen, may not be the shaykhet suspended. Amalei shtabishah, she's making him error. Shechita yerech, It's the animal that has to be a Yerech HaMizbeach. The Lo Shoykh LaYerech. That din wasn't set to the Shoykh. Continues the Gemara and asks, continues Avud Shmuel. And many Mepharshim explained that Avud Shmuel were trying to see, his son was trying to see where his son was up to in learning. Netl v'kiva mahu. Why would the Shaykh suspended in the ear when he does the Kabbalah? Amalek Sheira. So he said it's kosher. So again, Amalek Shtabishtas, you're making an error. Ein derech Sheiris pekach. And as the Rishonim explained, Shchita, as we said earlier in this year, is not really considered an avoida. The proof being, Dalach is Shchita Ksheir Bizarre. Kabbalah, however, is considered an avoida. It may only be performed by a Kohen, and being suspended in the ear is not considered Derech Sheiris. And as we've quoted previously, the Briskerov says, this is part of what we explained, that Sheiris, that there's a halacha, that the Kohen must do the avoida ba'amida as he's standing, and suspended in the ear is not amida, and that's all included in the rule of Ein Derech Sheiris. So he asks another question. Tala v'kiva mahu, what's the halacha if they suspended the animal and they did the Kabbalah? Amalei psula. So he again suggested it's possible. If the shechita is possible when the animal suspended, so certainly the Kabbalah should be possible when the animal suspended. So again he says to him, Amalei shtavishus, you're making an error. Shechita al yerech. The Torah went out of its way to say, v'shachar oysa al yerech mizbeach tzfaina, to teach us a din that the animal must be standing b'tzofen during the shechita. But the Torah doesn't say that. Shechita al yerech, like Kabbalah al yerech. And since, as we explained earlier, the avir of the azara is considered like the azara, the animal suspended in the azara will be considered fine for doing the Kabbalah. Amar Abaya, Abaya disagrees. And he says, B'kotcha kotchim, in the case of kotcha kotchim, kulam psulas. Abaya says that the Torah says that the shechit of kotcha kotchim has to be done with tzofen. And he says, that just like the shechita must be done on the tzofen, standing b'tzofen, the Kabbalah is the same din. Why? Because Abaye's opinion is that Avir HaZorah doesn't have the same din as the Azorah. And the animal suspended over the tzofen is not good enough. And therefore both the shechita and the Kabbalah are invalid if the animal suspended. When it comes to the shechita, so Abaye holds, if the person suspended during shechita, given the fact, as we've been saying, shechita is not really considered an avoida, it's fine. But if the person, if the kohen is suspended during the Kabbalah, we have the issue of ein derech sheiris pekach, and it would be unacceptable. B'kotcha kotchim kulam psulos, barav nitl v'shachar, except the case where the kohen is suspended. B'kotcha kotch, kalam, he holds, kulam sheiris. There the Torah, says Abaye, doesn't set that it has to be directly on a spot. And therefore, both if the Shechita and the Kabbalah are done while the animal is suspended, it's fine. Similarly, if the Kohen is suspended, it's fine. Only, Bava Nitl V'Kibbal, if the Kohen is suspended during the Kabbalah, do we have an issue, because as we were learning, Ein Derech Sheiris Pekach. Amar Rava, Ma'ishna Tol V'Kibbal B'Kach Yikam D'Ksheira. Why are we saying that if the animal suspended over the Azorah during the Kachim Kalim, it's fine? Da'avah p'nim k'p'nim dami. Because the Avi of the Azorah is considered like the Azorah. The Kachim Kachim nami. The halacha should be that Avid Sofen is k'tsofen dami. And therefore, Elam Arova, Bein the Kachim Kachim, Bein the Kachim Kalim, Ksheris. In all cases of Kachim Kachim, Kachim Kalim, everything is fine. Barim and Tol of a Shach of the Kachim Kachim, except for the case when somebody suspended the animal during the Shechit of the Kachim Kachim, which we know the Torah specifies the Shachar Oysa Yerach HaMizbeach Tzfaina, and Nitl V'Kibbal, if the Kohen is suspended during the Kabbalah, both by Kachim Kachim and both by Kachim Kalim, it'll always be possible because Ein Derech Sheiris Pekach. So the Nafkamina between Abaye and Rava is regarding the Kabbalah Saddam of an animal that's suspended by Kotchi Kotchi. According to Abaye, it will be possible. According to Rava, it will be kosher. Continues the Gemara. Hu b'fnei v'tzitzos b'chutz mahu. The kohen is inside the azara v'tzitzos b'chutz. Machlokes v'shoyim what pshat v'tzitzos b'chutz. Rashi learns v'tzitzos b'chutz means his hair is sticking outside of the azara. The Rambam says there is no question that the hair of the kohen is considered part of his body, and whatever the halacha is on the body of the kohen will also apply to the hair. And therefore, the Rambam says the tzitzasoi means it's tzitzis. He's wearing a beged, and how does the halacha look at the clothing, at the garments that he wears? Are they considered part of him? That whatever the halacha regarding him also applies to his clothing. Amalek, lab amrit vavim l'shem. Then we quote the pasuk earlier that says, vavim l'shem, ad shita v'kulu l'fnim, that the animal has to be entirely in the azara. Hachinami, the pasuk says, vavim eloi moid, ad shita yavakulu eloi moid, the kohen has to be completely in the eloi moid in the azara when he does the avoid. Not nagaba kevis. If instead of putting the blood by the zrika on the mizbeach, he put it on the ramp going up. Shloike negri yisoid. The mizbeach had a yisoid, had a base that was an amma high. That base went along completely the northern and western side and went one amma around the northeast and southwest corners, but then the rest of the east and west, the rest of the east and south walls did not have the yisoid. And besides by Karmachatos, the Torah requires that the dam, when we do Zrikas Adam, it has to be on the wall neck over where is the yisoid. And here, with the Zrikas Adam was done on the wall, Shloi Kenegri Yisoid. Or, as we've learned earlier, the Bezbeich was 10 Amos high, and there was a red line, a Chuta Sikra, at the height of 5 Amos, to separate the upper and lower halves of the Mizbeach. Most Kabbonis, the dam was applied to the lower half of the Mizbeach, but the dam of a Karban Chatas Behema and an Oilus Oif was on the upper half of the wall. And here too, says the Mishnah, Nosan Asnitan Lamata Lamala, Asnitan Lamala Lamata, the carbon that the blood should have been put on the upper half was put on the lower half, or vice versa. Or, Vesanitan Bifnim Bechutz, the dam of a carbon that was supposed to be put out in the Mizbeach, in Ha Pnimi, was put on the Mizbeach Achitzin. Or Vesatinanim Bechutz Bifnim, or the dam that was supposed to put on the Mizbeach Achitzin, was put on the Mizbeach Apnimi. In all these cases, possible, then by Karis. It's possible, but there is no Karis in all of these situations. Begins the Gemara. Amar Shmuel, Pasul Basar. When we speak about, in these cases, that the Mishnah talked about, that it's Pasul, it means that the Basar is Pasul, the owners will not be allowed to eat the Basar, the Kahanim will not be allowed to eat the Basar, and as the Rishonim point out, even though the Halacha is Kahanim Oichlim, or Baalim Meskaprim, that halacha was only said by basar that may be eaten, but basar that may not be eaten, there's no issue about that the basar must be eaten. About for the Baalim to have a kapara, but says Shmuel, I have a Baalim Meskaprim. Even though the basar may not be eaten, it doesn't affect the kapara of the owners. They'll have their kapara. My tam, the amakra, mani nusati lachem, am mizbeich lachaper, to teach us. As soon as the dam hits the mizbeach, the skapru balim, the balim have a kapara. So Tosfos and Rishonim qualify what Shmuel says. Certainly, they say that a dam, a carbon that has to have its dam sprinkled on the proiches, on the curtains that separate the kodesh kadoshim, there's certainly no kaparas balim. Until that takes place. Furthermore, Tosfos discusses that there's a halacha that dam of a carbon chatos that was supposed to be brought on the Mizbeach HaChitzin that's brought into the Mizbeach HaPnimi is possible. Shmuel is not contradicting that rule, says Tosfos. He's talking about other kabbonis. the din that the Torah says, a specific din, that the blood of a Karban Chatas that's brought into the Mizbeach HaPnimi disqualifies that entire carbon, Shmuel can't contradict that din. The Rishonim go on to discuss that one of the cases that was mentioned in our Mishnah was not only when the dam wasn't put on the proper place along the walls of the Mizbeach, but the dam was put on the ramp of the Mizbeach. And some Rishonim said that Shmuel's rule doesn't apply in that case. For there to be kapara, at least the dam had to be on the walls of the Mizbeach. But if they didn't reach the walls of the Mizbeach, they were only on the ramp, then Shmuel would agree that even the owners don't have kapara. However, it is the opinion of most Rishonim that Shmuel's not making that distinction. And even if it just came to the keves, even if it just came to the ramp, even though the meat may not be eaten, there will be kapara. Ask the Gemara, Ihachi, if that's the halacha, basanami, why can't the meat be eaten? Answers the Gemara, Amakra, the pasuk says, l'chapra. L'chapara nasatif v'odavar acher. If the blood was put in the wrong place, you'll have a kapara, but you may not eat the basa. Here too, the Mefarshim asks that we've previously learned that there's a halacha im ein basar ein dam, that if there's no basar and ein reft of the carbon, then the blood should not be sprinkled. So why is this not a violation of that halacha of ein basar ein dam? So says the Chazon Ish that special din of im ein basar ein dam is strictly said when the basar is not here. There's no basa left. Here the basa is here. Just the zrika was done improperly, and therefore it isn't a violation of the rule of imein basa ein dam. Alma, it's obvious that what is Shmuel's opinion? He's of the opinion that even if the zrika was done in the wrong place, it's still going to be considered a valid zika. Ask the Gemara. Tanabi the Perkun, we're going to learn later in our Masechta on Daf Lamed Beis, the halacha is Nos Na La Keves, if somebody put the dam on the ramp, Shloi Kenegad Yisoy, or he put it on part of the Mizbeach where there is no Yisoy. Well, Nos Na Sintana Lamata Lamala, Vesintana Lamala Lamata, Vesintana Bifnim Bechutz, Vesintana Bechutz Bifnim, all the cases of our Mishnah, Im Yesh Dam Nefesh, if there's still more blood available to do the zrika properly, so the halacha is yachsa kosher yikabel. He should get some more of that dam to be able to do the dam properly. Ask the Gemara. It was saying that even if the dam was put in the wrong place, halachically it's considered there was a zrika sadam. Ask the Gemara. Lamal yachsa kosher yikabel. What is the din that he should do Kabbalah again? The Kabbalah was already done. V'chi teima lahata basa b'chila, then we're going to be doing the Zrik again, if we have the ability to do so, in order to be allowed to get the meat to be eaten. Because as we just finished learning, even Shmuel agrees that even if he holds that Shlom k'mekayma dami, still Shmuel will agree that it doesn't accomplish that you should be able to eat the basar. And maybe, therefore, suggest the Gemara. The reason the Mishnah Daf Lamed Beis is teaching us that it should do over the Zrika, if it's possible, is that it should be able to get the meat to be eaten. And says the Gemara, Mi'ika Zrika Delay Mechaperis V'shari Bas Bechila. Is there such a precedent that the Zrika is not accomplishing Kapara? Because there was already Kapara when the Zrika was done, even though it was done in the wrong place. So can we do a zrika just in order to be able to eat the meat? Ask the Achroinim, isn't that the first din of our Masechta? That the Masechta said that all kol hazvakim shenizben shloi l'shman, all kabanas that were brought shloi l'shman, sheir, al shloi olu l'shem ba'al l'shem chayva. So what's the point of doing the zrika by those kabanas? Just that the meat should be eaten. Because the owners aren't getting kapara, they're going to have to bring another carbon to get kapara. So we see that we do zrika just to accomplish achilas basar. To which the achroinim respond. They respond that there, the carbon is not just the carbon. By doing, it's not just the carbon that we should be able to have a piece of meat to eat. It is considered a carbon. We learned many times in the first parak, it's considered a carbon nedava. It's just that you have to bring your carbon over again. But halachically, it is considered a valid carbon and does bring some level of kapara to the person who brought it originally. Continues the Gemara. Edi, so if that's the case, we're back to our question, why is the Zrika going to be redone if it's not going to accomplish anything more than to accomplish that the meat should be allowed to eat? Says the Gemara, Edi yave kosher, if the first Zrika was done by kosher koyin, even though the Zrika was done in the wrong place, hachinami, indeed, the halacha would be, and there's no right to do the Zrika again. Hakamai skinet, it's talking about a case, the Yahweh Pasul, that the person that did the Avoida was a person who did the Avoida, wasn't a Kasher Kayim. And therefore, since the person who did the Avoida was a Pasul Kayim, that Zrika is completely disqualified. It was done by a disqualified person. It was put in the wrong place. And therefore, even though if the only concern was it was put in the wrong place, indeed the halacha would be we should not do the Zrika over again. Here, because it was done by a disqualified person, it's considered completely invalid, and therefore it should be redone. Ask the Gemara, if that's the case, since a disqualified person did the Zrika, that should make that the rest of the dam is disqualified, and it should no longer be qualified if we could still find some dam ha-nefesh to do Zrika with. The Tanan, as we learned in the Mishnah, says, "V'kulun shekim l'chutz l'zman v'chutz m'kaymai." If somebody who's posel did the Kabbalah Saddam with a machshava chutz l'zman v'chutz m'kaymai, which makes normally the carbon pigle, the halacha is like this. Im yesh dam ha-nefesh, if there's still dam nefesh left in this animal, yachzer v'kabel, then he should do yachzer kosher v'kabel, then let a kosher kohen do the avoida. So what do we see from here? Kibli in. Only if they did kabbalah sadam, there we have the option to be that the avoida be repeated by a kosher kohen. But zarkoi, isn't the Mishnah teaching us that if the Zrika was done by disqualified Kayin, it may not be repeated? My Tama, because isn't the Mishnah teaching us, once the Zrika was done by a disqualified person, it becomes completely Dachi and can never be redone? Says the Gemara, no. The reason why in that case it can't be repeated is Mishun the Pasul Machshava. It can't be repeated because the first person made the carbon Pasul with his having the raw Machshava, that's where the animal cannot be, the carbon can no longer be saved. However, if it was done by a disqualified person without having the wrong machshava, just because he did the zrika by disqualified person doesn't make that the dam should be dochu. Ask the Gemara, if that's the case, Kabbalah Nami, the same din should be by Kabbalah. Why does the Mishnah say that if the apostle person did the Kabbalah with the raw machshava, the void could be repeated by a qualified kohen? V'oy, mi apostle machshava, can a machshava be a factor by somebody who's not a kosher person to do the avoida? V'omer Rava, didn't Rava teach us, a machshava may elus, machshava is only a factor, elba misha royal avoida, somebody who's qualified to do the avoida, uba dover ha royal avoida, with something that's roy for the mizbeach, uba makam ha royal avoida, and in a place, something fit for avoida means, as the mefarshim say, it's talking about a regular carbon mincha, excluding a carbon mincha that's made with soirim, since Sa'irim is not the usual Karim Mincha, it's not considered Dovah Roy La'Voida, Or Makom HaRoi L'Avoda means that when the Mizbeach is in good shape, but if the Mizbeach is damaged and it can't be used for Avoda, the Kohen's wrong Machshava won't make a difference. So what are we saying? That the Mishnah is teaching us that if a person whose posel had the wrong Machshava by the Zrika, then the Avoda can't be redone. Why? He's not person that's qualified, his machshavas are irrelevant. He says, don't say that the difference is between Kabbalah and Zrika. Kabbalah and Zrika are treated the same way. The Mishnah says that if the possible person shechted the carbon with the raw machshava, that carbon cannot be saved. Why can't that be carbon saved? Because since, as we've been saying so many times in our Shia today, Shechita Sheir Bazar. So as far as the Shechit is concerned, the Zar is considered completely kosher, and therefore if he does the Shechita with the wrong Machshava, even though he's a Kayin, not a Kayin, his bad Machshava during the Shechita will disqualify the Kayin. Ask him a Mike Mashma. So what is the Mishnah teaching us? The Pasul Machshava, that the wrong Machshava could disqualify a carbon? Tanina, haven't we learned that? Lefikach, that even a Zohar who has the raw machshava disqualifies the carbon because he's kosher for that avodah. Answer the Gemara, Hokmashmon. What the Mishnah is teaching us is that strictly by Shechita is the machshava of a Zohar something to be reckoned with. And if he has the wrong machshava, he will disqualify the carbon. However, Mekabalah, the Eilach, by the Kabbalah, and so too that by the Zrika, the machshava of the zor, machshava the person who's not kosher to do the avoid the won't make a difference. My tama, as Rabbi just taught us, a machshava of a person who isn't qualified to do the avoida is not considered a machshava that passes the carbon, and therefore, if the kabbalah or the zrika were done by somebody posel, and not only were they done by somebody posel, that person whose posel did it with the raw machshava, all of that isn't considered meaningful in halacha. And if there's still dam hanefesh left in the animal, if there's still dam hanefesh left in this animal, the halacha is that we should do this. We should do it over with the right kayin and obviously the right machshava.